Miranda Keeling, and this is Stopping to Notice. And today I'm going to be walking around Beaconsfield in Buckinghamshire, in England, to see what I can find. Okay. I'm just crossing the zebra crossing now. A woman thanks the driver for stopping. She's very pregnant and she's got a black dress with white stars on it, and that dress stretches over her pregnancy. She's carrying some pale pink and red roses in cellophane, and she's holding them with their heads down towards the ground, you know, so they don't bend. There's a man standing talking on his phone outside a shop. Half of his face is a very dark birthmark, so half of his face is a plum colour, deep plum colour, and then as he turns towards me, the other half is his skin, how it is without the birthmark on. So it says a school shop, the school shop. Inside, a woman walks along the shop floor, and in front of her she kicks one of those steps that you stand on to reach things at higher shelves. So she's kind of kicking that in front of her like an unenthusiastic game of football or something as she takes it to a different part of the shop. A woman heads up the street. She's got a blue skirt with so many pleats in it that it moves like waves as she walks on this wet day. She's got a hat on and a red scarf and brown shoes. There's another man who holds a baguette half inside a white paper bag, and he's just looking right and left and occasionally biting this sandwich. He's not sure which direction to head off in. Ah, and there's a balcony above these shops here in front of me, in this red brick building, and a woman in a very pink jumper has just come out onto her balcony. She's got a newspaper. I think she might have been about to sit and read it, but she's noticed the slight rain and has decided to go back in. And now the doors are closed. Okay, I'm going to go back down the street the other way for a little bit. There's a man with short grey hair, and he's just very confidently pushed open the door of a hair and beauty salon as if he knows what he's about to do, and then the sign beside his head on the door says walk-in appointment for threading. The opticians, glasses standing on their rack staring out at the street. Yeah, there's just a constant flow of traffic. There's a man's got a banana with its skin open.
Well, we've got gales.
And the banana half eaten, sticking out. He's rushing across the zebra crossing. Banana skin waving as he does so. The woman and I do the dance of which way you're going to walk past me on the street. And finally make our way past each other. But with that strange back and forth that happens when you're not sure which way someone's going to leap in life. I'm just getting raindrops now falling from above, and some leaves just gently reaching the ground from the trees above as well. Whoop, that was a raindrop on my head. That was quite loud. Gosh. Well, thank you for joining me again on my walk around Beaconsfield in Buckinghamshire. If you enjoyed listening and you'd like to never miss an episode, then you can follow the podcast. And if you'd like to read more observations like these, then I'm on social media @Miranda Keeling. Bye.